Urbana, you've been challenged to give in lots of ways. And now comes the most important commitment of all, what you're going to do with your life. You may feel that you don't have much to give. You don't have degrees, training, skills, or financial resources. You may have a college debt or obligations to your parents and siblings. You're not a leader, or you may be a person of color or a woman and feel that most people don't respect you or understand you. You may be a white man and insecure about your identity. Let me say this. If you don't have doubts, you're very unusual. But don't let those doubts stop you. There's something that you have to give, and it's way bigger and better than any of these things that I've mentioned here. And that is your life. It is God that gave you life, and you are a steward of that life. But it is your choice whether or not to give it back to God. You've seen and heard lots of examples here at Urbana about radical life commitments in response to God's call. Now is your chance to respond. You should have a commitment card that was passed out on the seat, and if you don't have one, raise your hand and the ushers will get you one. There's lots of them up here. If you've made any notes about your commitment, you might want to turn to page 47 in your handbook. You may have journaled there and had some things that you've written down. This card is intended to be a covenant between you and God. This isn't a data collecting exercise. There's no shame in not turning in a card. You may find that this isn't a particularly helpful exercise. You may not be ready, and you may want more time to think about it. But if you believe God may be speaking to you, then I encourage you to take action right now. You may have doubts and uncertainties. Almost certainly you have doubts and uncertainties. But if you're serious about giving your life to God, then fill this card out and turn it in. Let me walk you through the process. Your card is in two parts. The smaller side you can tear off and turn in, and you will eventually do that. The bigger side you can fold in half and keep as a reminder for the commitment that you will be making here and the decisions that you've made before God tonight. You can write reminders and commitments on the bigger side, but except for your Urbana badge number, only check the boxes on the smaller side. The part that you turn in is confidential information, and we use it only to help us understand the commitments that you in Urbana are making. Under number one, there are two sections. If it was at this Urbana that you made a first-time commitment and decision to follow Jesus, check that box. It may have been in response to York Moore's message this morning, or it may have been at some other time during Urbana. The second commitment under number one is to recommit your life to Christ. You may be a follower of Jesus, but you've fallen away. God has shown you things at this Urbana, and you want to recommit to follow Him. Now, all of us want to recommit, but this isn't for all of us. This is for those of us who have been careless in being followers of Jesus. Perhaps our friends don't even know that we are Christians. If you want that to change, check this box. Perhaps there's something that you've been involved in that you've repented of here at Urbana. Maybe the prayer ministry has helped you in this. And there can be other reasons, but only check this for the very concrete change that you are committing to see happen in your life with God's help. You might want to write that change down on the side that you keep so that you can remember it. Now, the second major commitment is to do something. You've been challenged to do lots of things here at Urbana. On the left-hand side, I encourage you to write down one or two of those actions, something that you felt that you really want to do. Write that down as something that you can remember. Perhaps you've been challenged in the poverty track and want to commit to 2 years of living amongst the poorest of the poor in some slum city of the world. Write it down. Perhaps you want to be a Christian relocator and live transformationally among the urban poor here in the United States or in Canada. Maybe there are specific acts of service that you want to commit to. Whatever they are, write it down so you can remember. And do that on the left-hand side of the card. But for the commitment under number two, we want to emphasize one thing that we as a community at Urbana can do together that is unique to this Urbana. This is a challenge to lead an evangelistic Bible study with someone who is not yet a follower of Jesus. There is a risk involved in that. I know, I've experienced it personally. And I would like to see at this Urbana 10,000 people commit to study the first four chapters of John with somebody who is not a follower of Jesus. We have especially prepared materials to help you do this. You can pick them up in the InterVarsity booth, in the center of the Global Connections Hall, or at the bookstore. There's a brief guide that tells you how to prepare the materials and the guides that you have actually that you've been using for your Bible studies. These together will form a packet, and they're available for you. And if you check this box, you can go tomorrow and pick those up. Let's all of us do this together. Exhibitors, staff, pastors, volunteers, no one is exempt from this commitment. Let's all do it together. I'm not just talking to students here. I'm speaking to myself, especially in this. And then when we come to number three, this is one that's really very close to my heart. You heard Libby from the Mission InterServe today give her testimony. A woman, a Muslim country, raising a family of three daughters, restrictions on females, civil unrest, war, murder. She has lived there for a lifetime, and she's prepared to give up her life, if necessary, to live out God's call to her. Or take the video that we saw about Ignacio. What are his qualifications? Jail instead of seminary. Gang member for his job experience. He believes that one day he will die a violent death in living out the missionary call that God has placed on his life, and he's prepared to do that. And I have an announcement to make. My wife, Beth, and I are saying yes one more time again because of the message of Urbana. We have accepted a call for me to be the president of a college in a part of the world that is in the news almost every day now, and usually that news isn't good. It is a liberal arts college that has educated many of the leaders of that country. It was nationalized some 40 years ago, but has now been turned back to the Christian community to run since 2002. I will be handing in my card tonight as a commitment that we have made to say yes to God. Now, some of you folk may think that I'm a bit old for this kind of commitment, and you may feel that you're too young. You may not be sure how things will work out. How can you make a commitment now when you don't know what the future holds? You're not married. What if your spouse doesn't want to go? Well, there's one way to fix that, and that is to marry somebody who has attended Urbana. That's what I did. Mine was an Urbana romance. Seriously, you can make a commitment tonight before God. You don't have to know the details, because God will work them out. In the end, God may not lead you overseas. I can't say that He will for sure, but I can say this for sure. He will involve you in His mission if you commit tonight and follow up on that commitment. You notice on the card that there is a short-term option and a long-term one. I would suggest that the short-term one is to further explore the call of God on your life. We all know that God's mission is not short-term. There's no such thing as short-term in God's mission. But it can be an option to better learn how God is calling you and what it is that He wants you to do. I would challenge you to commit to long-term if you feel that God may be speaking to you tonight. Now, on the bottom, you're invited to write the name of a person you will tell about this commitment. Please do write that down and do tell that person. On my card, I've written Urbana. I've told you. You can hold me accountable. As the ushers are collecting the cards, would those of you who have committed to serve in global and cross-cultural setting, please stand with me. If you've made a commitment or are making a commitment on this card to serve in global or cross-cultural mission, whether short or long-term, would you please stand so we can see? Please stay standing as I pray for you and pray for us at this time. Lord God, You are the God who sees all. No one here in this auditorium knows the name and the heart of each person that is standing here, but You do, because You are the sovereign God of the universe. And I pray that the commitment that those who are standing have made at this time, that You will keep it for them, that You will protect them in it, that You will encourage them in it, and that You will draw them into Your mission and to Your purposes in the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.